you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh.
All right, I'm here with Joe Franz, Red Mohawk.
Yo.
We got Chad Eigensburg
here. Hey, everybody, it's me,
no,
Chad.
No, it's me, Chad.
And we have Porcelain Black. Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So today we just filmed a tribute show for Ryan Dunn for MTV that's coming out in, I'd say, month-ish?
It's late November.
Late November?
End of the MTV fiscal year.
Yeah, so we got the whole Jackass crew in town and in Westchester here. And I must say, I'm fine doing interviews and all that about it now. I wasn't in the beginning when it just happened, but going to the fucking crash site, I've been there twice before, and I went for the third time again. And for some reason, going there is, like, just a little bit too hard to handle for me.
Yeah.
Today was my first time there. And, you know, and I spoke with Cameron earlier today. For those of you who don't know who Cameron is, because he's not, like, a real public dude, he was Ryan's, one of Ryan's best friends. I mean, it was
pretty
him, Zach, and Justin.
To sum up Cameron, it's pretty much they were attached to the hip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even when Dunn would fly to L.A. to film his G4 show, like, Cameron would be staying in his room with him. Like,
yeah, just for the moral support and just the friendship. Like, Ryan, although he's a very personable guy, he was... there was a crew that he felt very close with, and he liked to keep those people around to help him feel grounded. And anyway, Cameron has never been there either. I was actually surprised Cameron...
He hasn't gone?
No, he hasn't. No, we talked about...
Why not?
The same reason I didn't go. What good's it going to do? For some people...
I felt that I had to.
Some people need that to heal, and that's...
Like, how could you not go?
The reason I didn't go was, to me...
I don't necessarily like going to funerals, but you have to go. You feel like you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a morbid place to be.
Yeah.
Well, no, yes and no. Yes and no, because...
Depending where your mind goes.
For some people, it helps them come to grips with the death. For me, it was a long process. I actually came to grips with it. I didn't cry for about a month until... We had a big scare. I'm currently putting all the entire CKY library onto Blu-ray.
See you cry, Franz.
that's what Chad said. That's see you cry, Franz. But I'm putting the entire. I don't want to lose the thread.
Chad, why don't you want to do an interview about Dunn?
Let me see you cry, Franz.
Which is what he said as a joke, but it was fucking way more funny than it seemed. But okay. So as I'm putting the CKY library to Blu-ray, I'm looking for all the original shots and shit like that, and I'm like, bam, where are the master tapes? It's like they're in my library in the editing suite.
It's library.
Library, yeah. He's like, no, they're not. And I'm like, no, they're not. Bam's like, yo, I remember seeing them. I'm like, bam, I'm here in the library. They're not here.
Library.
When can you picture seeing them last? He's like, I just saw them. I'm like, picture it in your head. May that vision have been a year and a half ago? Is like, maybe. I'm like, fuck. I was like, the master tapes have been sent out. No one knows where they fucking are. I was like, my fucking, my chair just broke. I fell back. I'm about to cry. So I'm like, it's a fucking legacy. It's a piece of history. It's like the only, I was like, those are the master tapes. They're fucking gone. And it was 48 hours before I actually tracked them down where they were sent. And so I went through all of my tapes, and I'm like, how can I piece these films back together? How how can I take this puzzle that's been fucking ripped apart and put it back together? So I'm going through old fucking tapes and figure out how am I going to put Haggard back together, and I pop a fucking tape in. I'm like, God, I have investors in from New York City. They're fucking standing around holding their cocks. I'm like, what am I going to do? I put in a tape, and then I watch Ryan Dunn in the movie Haggard giving a very emotional performance talking about how his girlfriend cheated on him. I fucking lost it. Dude, it was like, you know how crying gets so bad, you become immobile? And it's almost like you're laughing. Like the investors from New York thought I was fucking laughing. And I could say I was sorry for an hour and a half. And that's how I came to grips with it.
Well, if you want me to change your mood.
It took
and you want to laugh in real life.
Yes, sorry.
Take a look at the size of Novak's dick compared to yours.
And then look.
I think it equals 9 of Novak's dicks to equal 1 of yours.
Novak's dick so small.
Franz, you have a fucking meat bat. What happened?
I don't know. I can't help it.
You're a shower.
I didn't want to be born this way.
Face to the dick now. What? I said, I'm glad I can put a face to the dick now. I always wondered. Now I know.
She did the radio show last week. She
probably when she said put her face to a dick, I thought she was saying something else. Well, gee whiz. Well, anyway, so Ryan Dunn, we love you, and thank you for being a part of our lives and making us laugh.
Dude, you love a guy, you're a guy.
All right, let's change. Should we change the mood of the show, Bam? What funniness happened to you this week? For God's sakes, you're where the action's at.
Well, to the point where I had to get a tattoo in New York City that says, "And then the cops came." Because
what's the story behind that?
I'm with Porcelain, and every night we go out, the cops come.
wait, the cops.
It's not because of her, it's because of me.
The cops just come, or does something happen to instigate and provoke that?
Yeah, how do you make the cops come?
You spit on each other.
Like, I like drama because, you know what? You could blame that on Sirius Radio. Because.
Okay.
Yeah, because I like drama, so I can talk about it on Sirius Radio. So whenever I see potential drama happening wherever I'm at, I kind of want to instigate it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, she basically, we got into a cab, we got into an argument with the guy, and then he calls her a slut, she spits in his face.
What?
And then he starts pulling her hair, and I'm outside.
What?
Yeah, so I just run full speed and dive into the car with my fist and start beating the shit out of him. Then the police come, and then the cops came.
What did he pull your hair for? What a pussy.
It wasn't even like he pulled my hair a little bit. It was like he pulled my hair really fucking hard, and like he was trying to smash my head on the side of the cab.
What a fucking pussy.
I was outside the cab. I got out, and I was like, he's like, you stupid white bitch. I was like, fuck you. I'm a stupid white bitch. I was like, in Detroit, you talk shit like that, you get your fucking ass beat, you fucking cunt.
Yeah.
And so I fucking spit on him, and he like grabbed my hair so fucking hard. Next thing I know, Bam's like Superman manning through the air, like punching the guy in the face.
What?
Dude, I hadn't talked to
him. And then, but like, I don't understand how we have to pay for the fucking damages.
Yeah.
But then the car or the
$250
the cab driver doesn't get any.
What a pussy.
Like, doesn't get in trouble at all. Like, no assault charges towards him. Like, you put your hands on a woman.
It's a boxing match. Dude, it's on. The boxing match, motherfucker.
No offense to you, Porcelain, but thank God he pulled her hair because that was the only thing that saved me from getting arrested because there was witnesses that saw that.
Yeah, but if he didn't pull my hair, we would have just walked away and it would have been fine.
But.
Yeah, but no, he could have done way worse, way faster,
but,
is what Bam's saying.
Dude, Franz. We terrorized this dude.
Yeah, we're pretty rude.
Louis, listen. Louis's outside eating a pretzel with mustard on it and throwing it at his face as he's trying to argue with him. And it's just pretzel-y mustard hitting him in the fucking face. And he's like, open up his door. I'm like, and I'm sitting there. I'm going like, oh, what are you going to do? Open up your door? You're really going to beat him up? You're not going to beat him up. As a matter of fact, you're not going to do anything because you're a fucking pussy. You know, I'm provoking it. Louis throwing mustard at him. Then he tries to argue with me going, you motherfuckers. Da-da-da-da. And I just go up to him. I'm like,
and by
like
the way,
a fucking leopard.
You should see the face he's making when he makes that. Okay, so wait. Let me. Okay. Okay. Wait.
It's like a one-night
joke. the plot thickens. Now, what led up to what? Thank you. Thank you. Now, that's actually a recording of the fight. Right there.
That's what the fight sounded like.
Now, okay, what led up to the moment? Okay, so far the plot is thickening. What led up to the moment where Louis is throwing mustard pretzel at his face? How did it start?
Because he was calling her a slut.
Over what?
Over... I honestly think this is what of why. You know when you get into a cab and they don't feel... If it's too close, they don't feel like taking you that close because it doesn't make them any money?
Yeah.
You know, like if she has high heels
on. If it's seven blocks.
So she doesn't want to walk fucking five blocks in high heels. So
and we're soaking fucking wet.
When we're on 50th Ave and I say, take us to 55th, he's like, fuck no. But we're already sitting in the car. And I'm like, we're already in it. So it wound up being in this big fucking argument.
Yeah.
To the point where he's like, listen, slut. You know, and then she goes right in his face.
All right. Well, then I retract the retraction. The boxing match.
Can you
is
get
on.
In trouble for spitting somebody right in their fucking face?
It's assault, actually.
Right in their fucking face.
It's assault. Yeah. If you spit in someone's face, it's assault.
Don't fucking call me a slut.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You were in the right. However, maybe there was a more amicable way to solve the problem.
What about verbal assault?
It's not wise
verbal
because if he's it, like, well, it could be construed.
Verbally assault me. I'm gonna physically assault you.
What he did was verbal. So she spit in his fucking
face. Yeah, verbal on fire.
It could be construed as a hate crime. All I'm saying is this: there's sometimes in life.
It was a hate crime because he called me a stupid white bitch, and then he called me a stupid white slut.
See, and
so
the fact that
was
he
some
said
racist
white,
shit right there.
He's racist.
Well, whoopsie freaking
well, in all fairness to him, it's less racist if an African American calls a Caucasian American white.
It is
in court. It's less racist.
I have a really good question.
Yes.
Suppose you're not racist one bit.
Right.
And you say in this day and age, so what are you going to do today? Me and my colored buddy are going to go watch a movie.
Well,
like, the fact that it says colored, doesn't it just automatically sound racist?
You mean like Mac?
Right. Cole? Okay, people, you have to tell me these things.
What if you had a black friend and like you grew up with like old grandparents that's what they think that it's called? So you say like me and my colored buddy are going to watch a movie.
The fact that you there was a public service announcement.
Doesn't it just sound racist?
The fact that you called him your colored black friend. You said to your black friend before you said colored buddy, and I relate it to this. In the 70s, which was the era of the public service announcement, so that's when you had the Indian who was crying from the litter and all that stuff. So, okay.
Franz, none of the listeners were alive.
Okay, well, there was a commercial where a friend said, "My Jewish," it was a little kid talking to an old man, and the little kid said, "My Jewish friend says I'm prejudiced because," and the grandfather says, "Well, the fact that you refer to him as your Jewish friend means you are prejudiced." So the fact that you even noticed that he was African-American means you're racist.
But what if you say colored buddy? And you were taught that
way. But did you notice?
What if you grew up in the South and that's how you were taught?
Well, you can be taught
to
be racist.
This is my best colored
buddy. Now, here's a parallel. Are you a male or female? You're a male, right? Yes or no?
How do you know?
I know.
Exactly. The fact that you even know...
I have a clit penis.
The fact that, like...
I hate...
The fact that you know... If you're
every night, it takes them forever to get off.
Wait, I'm about to make a dazzling point. Let's talk about clit.
Let's hear about your dazzling point.
The fact is that, like, if you notice that you're a man or a woman, that makes you gay or not. Like, are you a man or a woman? Why am I a man? How would you know? What did you do? Look? So, therefore, the logic applies... If you notice that your friend is African-American, you are therefore racist because you've noticed that he is not the same race as you. Now, the Joe Franz way of looking at it is there are no races. I don't believe in race. I think this is bullshit terminology made to pit people against one another. If you take every person in the world and line them up to darkest and to lightest, where are you going to draw the line? It's like, okay, well, you're kind of tan, you're a little bit more tan, you're black and you're white. That's fucking bullshit. And anyone out there who thinks that there are races, you're buying in to such shit, and you are allowing society and terminology to to have you pitted against other people. There you are know, no races. Dude, it's fucking bullshit. It's
I'm Italian and Irish and a few other things like fucking Pennsylvania Dutch and shit. You could give me any joke about being Irish or being Italian, and I'll laugh my fucking ass off.
How many Irishmen does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
It takes 9. 1 to change the light bulb and 8 to smash your dicks together so it equals a normal sized dick.
See? Oh. I think it's fucking funny. And I'm Irish. I don't care.
How many Italians does it take to change the light bulb?
How many?
It takes 2. 1 to change the bulb and 1 to live with his mom until he's 35. But you know,
what Italian guy does that?
Jersey
all,
guys.
In South Philly, all Italian guys.
Jersey Shore guys.
You know what? We just found out I'm fucking part American Indian. My grandfather was always, he was real short and real red, and everyone was like, oh, he's Sicilian. And like, we just realized, like, I like saw a picture of him for the first time in like 20 years. I'm like, that's not Sicilian. He's a fucking Indian. Look at this motherfucker.
How many Novaks does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
It takes 2. 1 to steal the light bulb.
And 1 to do heroin.
What did Novak say when he went to jail?
What?
Oh, this sucks.
That's so bad that it's good. What do you say to a Novak in a 3-piece suit?
What?
Will the defendant please rise?
Thank you. Thank you. What
did Novak get on his IQ test?
What?
Heroin.
What do you say when Novak shows up for court?
What?
Guilty.
What did Novak say when he got to the ocean?
What?
Now, how am I going to steal all this?
Thank you. Thank you. When asking Novak why he stole Bam's skateboards, how does he? What is his answer?
To get heroin money.
What's the song that you wrote?
Oh, I don't have. No, we can't. No, we got to do it right.
Oh,
no,
me. We'll
No, let's save it. Let's save it so Chad can do that.
Oh,
Chad
me.
Needs to play that.
And my buddy Bam. Yeah. Walking down the street hand in hand till the bitter. And
me. And my best friend Bam.
Where his shits will sniff.
Where his shits will sniff. Where his shits will sniff. No, we got to do that right. Everybody, just so you know, the Novak songs are coming. Chad Ginsburg of CKY is going to do the music. And me and Bam are going to do this.
We've only been talking about that for 7 years.
Wait, what's the Novak song when...
And a Christmas album, when too.
Oh, fuck, man, I need to know.
Yo, today, everybody, just so you know, today was Chad Ginsburg's birthday.
No, it wasn't.
But his our birthday. You know, I saw an Arthur Fonzarelli birthday card. I don't know what this is. So today, what is this?
Subject changer.
All right. Anyway.
Hey, can I play a snippet of Porcelain's new song? Like, it's not, it can't be leaked, but we can play the hook. What's wrong with that?
No, I'm laughing at the song.
I want to promote the hook.
Is this a song?
Yeah.
Porcelain, is this your new song?
Hey, what do you think? You like Porcelain's new song?
Wow.
This is my dance.
She was on the Lil Wayne tour.
Rake Young with love.
How are we going to play it? How are we going to play it?
I don't know. What am I doing?
She's stretching, dude.
Do you want to play any other songs?
That's called the letter Y. That's not stretching.
Well, if it's on YouTube, what's the difference?
I can't help
Yeah, but it only plays the hook.
Really?
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's tricky.
I think we've lost the thread of this show.
Well,
that's okay.
No, you're breaking everybody's concentration, Fran.
All right, I'll shut up.
France is not Porcelain at all. So
yeah,
I'm not breaking any kind of concentration.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah,
over there?
Fuck yeah.
What's happening over there?
She's stretching.
She's stretching.
Isn't she allowed to stretch? She has, she has to do dance moves, dude.
That's fine, but I'm across the room and I got kicked in the face by her high heels.
I did not.
And I'm liking it.
I can do it again.
All right. He found it.
I can't even think now.
Fran, listen to this.
Okay.
Is it Mannequin Factory?
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's only the hook, though, but this is a fucking dick tease right here for you, ladies and gentlemen. I agree, because I don't even know. Are you impressed? Do you like my dress? Am I I'd F this girl so hard.
You would. Look at me.
Listen to that raspy voice. I love it. I think this is my favorite one.
All right, call me old flashing.
You're old flashing.
Call me old flashing. Call me old flaccid.
Oh, yeah.
Call me old fashioned, but where are the flutes?
What flutes?
I thought we were listening to music.
My
where are the flutes?
From Bandcamp in 1994.
Did you film a video for that yet?
No.
Are you
Naughty
gonna?
Naughty's the next single, and then we're going
to
do.
When do I get to hear that?
La-di-da-di.
As soon as I steal our iPod.
We changed it to Naughty Naughty instead of La-di-da-di.
This one.
I went and re-recorded.
Why?
Definitely not an angel, this, but I'm a baddie, bro.
What's this called?
You know.
And why did you change the name?
Okay.
I'd F you so hard.
Thank you.
If it was up to me. Porcelain Black, ladies and gentlemen. Download it on YouTube. There's already 5 million fucking hits.
Download? Aren't they supposed to buy the album?
Well, fucking buy the album, but you can watch it on YouTube.
Tell them to download.
When does an album come out? Is there an album coming out? When's that album?
January.
Actually,
then the next single, Naughty Naughty, will be out in a couple weeks.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you encourage people to download? I'm from the old school. I'm from the vinyl generation, so I don't know. Do you encourage people to download, or would you like people to? Are people still selling albums, or is it like kind of like a given that people download now? I don't know.
I think like it doesn't really fucking matter. The more people that download your song, the more they share it with their friends, and the more it spreads, and the bigger your
like
brand becomes. And what's important is your brand, and you don't really make money from record sales. You make money from like tours and like
so. It's like the opposite.
Like that. So
like
Chad knows all about that.
Like, oh no.
Yeah, well, yeah, like
and I
like,
said shit like
back
that
in my
10
day,
years
people
ago,
were
right?
using.
Well,
are you
I mean,
disagreeing with me, Chad?
No, I'm just warning you. Totally agree.
You're warning me?
From a different perspective.
Tell it, Chad.
Chad's been doing this for 20 years. You know.
Okay. CKY talked about that a whole lot in public. It just didn't do us any good to talk about it in public as far as the people investing in us. That's all.
Did Island get mad
I know,
at you?
But like, I'm...
Yeah, the, we used to tell people to download our shit.
Well, I don't tell people to download it. If people like it, they're going to fucking buy it. You know what I'm saying? And it's... Like, the business is completely different. Yeah, you might get in trouble 10 years ago, but now it's like...
For talking about it?
So does your label and your investors, are they upset when you encourage downloading?
I don't disagree with you.
No, absolutely not. I think Red One and the label, like, clearly we want people to buy it, but it's more about... Like, getting your name out there as a new artist and, like, word of mouth and spreading it to friends and check this out, whether it's fucking down. And, like, really, honestly, how many people fucking download shit? They really fucking don't. They go on YouTube and play it for their fucking friends.
Like how we've been doing for the past
year. That is where they play it.
And now people fucking hear that shit on YouTube and they're like, oh, fuck yeah. And then they go and they buy it on iTunes. Like, nobody
because they don't know how to get the shit from YouTube to their iTunes.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to download this shit for free. People don't care. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fucking buy the shit for $1 on my iPhone.
Maybe in the pop world it's different. Like in rock world, a lot of the fans are. I mean, you are mixed, so you never know. I don't know. I mean,
don't be racist.
What about the style?
Because I'm mixed.
Fine. So when you hear the music,
don't you think if
Marilyn Manson fucked Britney Spears and had a kid,
it would be
wouldn't
me.
It sound like that?
Wow. I wouldn't have phrased it like that, but I would say this. I would say this. It's awesome, and as old as I am, I can actually listen to it, which is insane because
I listen
to Bread.
Oh,
you know what?
Yeah,
I listen to Bread.
Yeah.
Me and Porson were scrolling through Sirius Radio today, just trying to find something because we were driving. Like we wound up at the opera. And I'm like, how the fuck do people listen to this shit?
I'm not an opera fan. But I do like
bullshit.
I do like
I caught you on the airplane. I caught you on the airplane.
That's classical.
You're on the airplane going like this
and I
with your eyes closed, thinking that nobody's looking at you, waving your hands like this, like doing the whole thing. And I look at what channel you're on. I'm like, he's Franz on channel 4.
It was classical.
So I hit channel 4. You're listening to this opera.
No, it was Vivaldi.
Like, the
closest to opera that I go is the Mormon Tabernacle version of Handel's Messiah. And that I love. Every mountain shall be exalted.
What about you put the bomb on me?
You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me, yeah. I like it.
Franz, the night you did that at karaoke, but you only sang one part of it and then just bombed on comedy routine. No one was getting it, but it was fucking genius.
You know what, though? Like, hey.
What?
I'm just saying... Yeah. You should medium watch out because Chad CKY
what?
Got a bill one time from a record label and it said miscellaneous $10,000. Like random equipment $12,000. It's like what's miscellaneous? And they're like they didn't even know what was miscellaneous.
But Red One, my producer.
Red One?
Red One that I'm signed to his label, it's 2101 through Universal Republic, would never. He's like all I mean, it's different nowadays. Like, it just fucking is. Like,
wow, now I'm dumb.
I honestly don't know fucking anybody that goes and downloads a fucking song for free. I think, like, the younger generation, they don't even know, really.
So, in conclusion.
Like, how to do that. Like, they're just like YouTube, iTunes.
Okay.
And I think it is slowly progressing and changing. Like, and I think the industry was in, like, a really fucking shitty spot for a while.
Yeah, I guess
I'm out of
touch.
People were only downloading. They were. I'm not saying that you're fucking
no,
wrong.
No, I'm out of touch with the rock audience.
But I'm not. I'm just saying, like, am I going to get billed from my label? No.
Yeah.
That's their job.
You will. But it's okay.
What? For saying, like...
No, not for that. That's not what we said.
Labels
that's
have
not
a
what
lot
you
of...
said. You don't get billed for that. He just said that labels will bill you for anything, and I'll tell you what it was.
Oh,
anyway.
Like,
there's a lot of hidden costs. Like, when you buy a dress, and you got to get it taken in. Or
suppose you're on Interscope, and Jimmy Iovine wants to fly in to see your show in New York City from L.A. Like, when you look at your bill, it'll be his first-class ticket that you're paying for.
That's worth it, actually.
Hands down.
Yeah, that would be worth it, actually.
I mean, it would be worth it, but it's on your bill. Yeah.
But okay, so in conclusion, we can say that the market's a lot different, where in the 70s and 80s, you would do the concert, where a band would do the concerts pretty much for free in order for album sales. It's the inverse scenario. And further, digitally, a system has been created where people no longer feel compelled to download for free because iTunes, they can get the song of their liking instantaneously.
Because they don't have to buy a whole record. They can just buy a song for like a dollar.
Yeah.
They can only buy, if they like that song, they'll just buy it.
Chad, are you happy with that model of business or no?
I'm fine with free music, dude. I
want to hear
honestly,
more Porcelain Black.
I seriously think buy a t-shirt, buy a concert ticket. That's what I
fucking love it. I honestly think that like somebody today was talking and she was saying that she's on Universal, da da da, and they say good luck to her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she don't need fucking luck.
Yeah.
Like,
she needs another glass of whiskey.
But Chad, what you're saying is,
nice.
Chad, I think Porcelain and Chad, you're both saying the same thing, although you share different genres of music, in that it all boils down to the fans, the artists giving back to the fans, and the fans giving back to the artists, no matter what the genre. There's different ways that you can feed each other's creativity.
Well, we both said buy a t-shirt and buy a concert ticket. That's really how the artist would get paid.
Can we drink to that?
Speaking of t-shirt.
And that's what I said. That's what I said.
Where's that fucking photo
concert,
that you sent me?
Merch.
Dude, I know.
That t-shirt that's going in Hot Topic of you is fucking phenomenal.
How do I download one?
I'll send it to you.
I got a bunch of them. I'll give them to you.
That's what we're saying. You can't download it.
Beautiful.
I'd actually rock one, you know? I rocked a Hillary Duff shirt one time, and I got a photo in a skate magazine, like doing like a Smith grind fucking Hillary Duff shirt.
I might have to do something.
I
want to frame that.
Like a Hillary Duff shirt that like belongs on a fucking 10-year-old girl.
Dude, you used to have Justin Bieber t-shirts sitting all over the goddamn house.
In the Afterworld video, you were wearing a Justin Bieber bracelet.
I love the Bieber.
Yeah, you were.
This is what happened. I don't know who the fuck it was, but somebody kept sending me boxes and boxes and boxes of Justin Bieber shit. Like hats
and
belts and shirts and like anything you could think of. And I'm
you know who it was?
I'm like, who the fuck is...
You know who it was? It was remember John Rifkin who put out the Viva La Vans CD/DVD set?
Is that who it was?
It's his brother.
Why would he do that?
Was he fucking with me?
Probably to make up with all the money that they... Never mind. I don't want to get sued, but you know what I mean.
Was it really him?
Yeah, because I was working with Asher Roth.
Was he doing it to be funny?
No, he got your address and wanted you to have
it. Dude, because I have like $1,000 worth of Justin Bieber shit.
I was working with him on
it. To the point where I started wearing it. Like, I had all these Justin Bieber places.
The Bieber is awesome.
Fuck it, I'll
rock the Bieber.
Well, yeah, he's doing well. Fuck it. Cheers on him.
God, can you imagine being that young and that good looking and, like, automatically have it made that young? Like, that dude doesn't have to worry for anything. God,
he's got like $100 million and he's 16.
That little fucker.
Fuck him.
No, I'm not going to fuck him.
Just kidding.
Ew, no, I'm not going to fuck him. No. Anyway, all right, I'm not going to tell my... I was almost going to tell my Asher Roth story, but I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
No, because I'll fucking flip out.
Really?
I'll be back. I got to cool down.
Are you that mad about it?
Wait,
well, now I want to know.
Well, that dude, you have to tell it at this point.
You have to tell it at this point. Well, let's cut to a song. I'm going to find out what this story is.
Franz is going to take a Cleveland.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Are you going to take a shit?
Okay, this next song is for... I want to play Lil Wayne because I have to thank him. Because why?
He doesn't get any
because
radio.
Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have met you.
That's true. And he gets... Lil Wayne gets no...
so cheesy. It's
Lil Wayne gets
good
no...
God.
No.
My own mouth and then swallow it back down.
Lil Wayne gets no radio play, so we should totally like help...
What are you talking about?
Help him out.
Wayne is on the radio
he gets no radio play, so we should help him out and play one of his songs.
What? Are you serious?
Because like nobody gets to
hear... In
help.
L.A., every other fucking
we're
song.
We're fucking with you.
Dude, he's struggling.
Oh, my gosh.
On radio.
What are you talking
about? In L.A., they play...
Oh, my gosh.
Every time I flick on MTV, it's Lil Wayne.
He's struggling.
Yeah.
Fuck
you know
you
what?
Guys.
Lil Wayne gets no love. Nobody plays his music on the air. Nobody plays it on MTV. He doesn't get it on FM radio.
Well, I don't know.
So we're just trying to help Lil Wayne out. No.
Yeah.
This one goes out to Lil Wayne. I'm thanking him.
What song?
Novocaine.
No.
Where he's like, tell me it's real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do we know what the name is? Do you know the name of it?
Lil Wayne and Drake.
Just type Lil Wayne and Drake, yeah. No, I already know. Lil Wayne, D-Boy.
No, D-Boy.
Don't listen to her.
No.
D-Boy. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Can you say it? Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio Bam Studios 28 Faction in that voice.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Fuck yeah, Bam Radio Action.
Radio Action. And then Lil Wayne.
D-Boy.
All right.
This is so not it.
I know, dude. This is it.
Wait.
That's not it.
What the fuck?
This is it.
Get him.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Shake that ass. Fuck yeah.
But I'm thinking of a faster plan. I'm trying to cash it in. I got 5 in that garbage can. And the wraps are in. I need cash advance. See, I know 3 sold. The other 2 a jam. I'ma sit on one and whip the other one much as I can. Hot ass fucking sedan. Windows roll down, no sound. Them bricks got the speakers drowned. I ain't listening for shit for sirens. I ain't trying to get my ships on. Fuck you pirates. I touch you cowards. It ain't nothing to a boss. The niggas in the hood trying to floss. And your head got a cost, nigga. Take a loss, nigga. SS55 all black with the top chopped off that. Catch me in the spots where the shots pop off at. I ain't trying to prove nothing. I'm just trying to move something. I'm a deep boy. Bitch, I'm a deep boy. Home with my soap boy.
racking up $1,000 grand. I'm in the kitchen over the stove with pots and pans. Triple color with the platinum jams. 50 birds homeboy in the back of a van. $100 grand in rubber bands. We got them birds in the coffee cans. We got the whips with the extra clips. Got bitches out of state, nigga, flipping them bricks. Been in the caddy, been in the alley, nigga, been on the block. Front Miss Gladys, nigga know about hustling, know about stunting, did the curb serving, shine every summer, been on front, been in the back, nigga roll with duct tape and ride with the Mac, we see these haters like fuck them niggas, we made men millionaire, hustling our niggas,
I'm a deep boy, bitch I'm a deep boy, home with my dope boy, I got the scope and the rope for the check boy, I got money in my pocket, I got money on my block, I got the money in the power, I'm a deep boy. Bitch, I'm a deep boy. Oh, I'm a dope boy. I got the dope in the rope for the check boys. I got money in my pocket. I got money on my block. I got the money in the power. I'm gone. AM, open my eyes. Yeah, kick my bitch. Tell her open the blinds. And I'm over the stove at 9. Yeah, I'm cooking breakfast for the block. Then I let her cook mine. Yeah, quick line in the bathroom before we bounce. Not me, I mean her. She go a day, I ounce. Damn. Y'all pray for her. While I'm at the bus station in the Bentley, sitting low as I wait for ya. I'm getting dough, I'm a paper boy. I will take ya for the right paper boy. I will take her, take her, tape her, waist up. Send her to the money, she be back before I wake up. Ha, get your cake up, y'all niggas lamed up. You probably get your game up when I'm giving the game up. My name Wayne, what? Hot boy, flame up. You niggas trying to change up and I'm getting my change up. I'm a deep boy, bitch, I'm a deep boy. Home with my dope boy. I got the dope in the rope for the check boys. I got money in my pocket. I got money on my block. I got the money in the power. I'm a deep boy, bitch, I'm a deep boy. Home with my dope boy. I got the dope in the rope for the check boys. I got money in my pocket. I got money on my block. I got the money in the power. I'm gone.
We're back. Frost, put your dick away.
I can't. I'm trying.
Frost, put your dick away.
Hey.
At least
take
out. Shayla, get that dick out of your mouth.
Porson, put on your headphones.
Christ.
Oh, jeez. I thought this whiskey was wine, and I just took a major goddamn.
No, it's
is that
like
mine?
Fucking really intense.
Is that mine?
Whiskey. I don't know what.
All right, you know what? Franz, when was the last time? God. When was the last time you tried whiskey?
As long as it's not Jack.
Like years ago. And what? I thought the whiskey was wine. I'm a beer
guy.
Well,
we got this at Fashion Week for free. It's a $300 bottle of Macallan, and it's 17 years old or whatever. Taste it. It tastes exactly like... You know what? Chad drinks whiskey.
Yeah.
I love how I'm about to have it, and it gets ripped from my hand.
I'll let you try it, but Chad knows exactly.
Yeah.
Chad, on a scale of 1 to 10.
$300. Doesn't this taste exactly like...
I'll tell you.
A $7 bottle?
On the Ginsburg palate.
No, it doesn't. It tastes different.
$300. The Ginsburg palate. No.
I think Jameson's better.
It is smooth, and it totally, like, disappears. After
I don't believe it.
It's kind of like...
It
tastes,
give me this.
Like, it disappears.
No, it tastes like Canadian...
I mean, it does go down
it's
smooth.
It's kind of like Canadian
Why
whiskey.
The fuck would you spend $300 on a bottle of whiskey when it gets the same amount of drunk
so
in
that you can say you spent
$300
on whiskey?
You have no
aftertaste. It's your Travis Barker story, dude.
Good point, Mohawk.
It's gone right now. You have
Franz, you try.
But I don't have that when I drink Jameson.
It's kind of like Canadian Club or something. But...
Call Red One and tell them to forward another.
Should we call Red One on speaker?
Tastes like...
Yeah, well, you know what? Text him first and say if he answers, it's live on the radio. Because we can't put people on the radio.
Okay, Red One. Calling you.
Oh, shit. We did that to her. Oops.
Like, he's going to think I'm calling him from, like, Kiss FM and it's, like, Bam Radio.
What's that mean? That's a fucking insult.
Live.
Is Kiss FM more popular? It's only one town. Fuck Kiss FM.
Kiss FM?
That's what she said.
Who?
He's going to think he's talking to Kiss FM, but it's only Radio Bam.
No, he's going to think he's talking to, like, he's like, oh, Puss in Black, blah, 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 like, thinking he's, like, promoting.
Does he have an accent?
Yeah, he's from Morocco, and then he moved to Sweden, so he's, like, Swedish Moroccan.
Try to imitate his accent.
He's like, Puslena, Puslena.
Really?
And he's like, oh.
Did you do your record in Sweden?
We did it in Sweden,
really?
Madrid, Miami, New York, LA.
Where in Sweden?
Stockholm.
Yeah.
And then we, yeah.
So
you know, what blows, Chad?
Yeah.
I think I figured out that when she was recording in Madrid, I was in Madrid filming 3.5, and that's when I met Javier Hidalgo, and I was there for 3 weeks.
I'm just going to call
her. She was there for a month at the same time.
It's probably like 7 in the morning for him.
Don't do it. That's going to be rude.
Who cares?
I care.
Franz, don't you have some stories?
All right, can you...
Can you... Yeah, this is the Red One Production. Kelly is available right now to take your call. If this is urgent, please call our managers, Alan or Luan, at 818.
Oh, no. Not playing that.
Oh, my. Well, now it's a process of elimination. They can just keep trying numbers at the 818 till they get it.
Dude, you know, it was so fucking funny. I was out with a few friends at Barnaby's, and Porson was with me, and Angel, you know the dude who skates at the barn?
Yeah.
Well, her phone happens to get a quick text, and... He was, like, right there. Man. So, like, when it lights up, you automatically look. And it says Pam Anderson on it. And he's just like, holy fuck, is that really Pam Anderson? She's like, yeah, whatever. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's, like, my dream girl. Like,
he comes to someone else's phone ringing.
So,
not even ringing. An intercepted text. And he's getting a full-blown heart.
So, he's like, oh, my God, is that Pam Ann texting you? Pam Ann?
He kept saying Pam Ann.
Everybody was like, shut up.
Isn't that a flight?
So we rigged it up to where he talked to her for, you know, like a good 30 seconds or whatever. That's like his claim to Twitter fame. You know, like, oh, I just talked to Pam Anderson. Oh, my God,
he
my life is complete.
A screenshot of the text messages they had between them.
I'm so happy for him. I'm ready to, like, in my mind, I've already jerked off to him enjoying it. Like, dude, oh, no, who did we meet tonight?
Good God.
Annoying Mike or whatever. Where's the fucking dude's name? No, I'm...
It's over now.
All right, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Chop that one.
Right. No, I'm not chopping it because he don't even listen to it.
All right.
I know who you're talking about, but he don't know who you're talking about.
He discovered Cleveland.
I feel like thanking Lil Wayne again and playing John.
Why do you want to thank Wayne?
Because.
Oh, the quote of the century.
Because I went to see him in... I went to Hershey to see him play, and then that's where I met Porson.
Oh, I thought he made the song "Where My Toilet Paper."
How you doing?
He did.
And now we super duper love us.
You thank him for meeting Porson. That's fine and all that, but I thank him because he left humankind with the line, "My toilet paper's thick."
Do you know what he means by that?
Yeah, it means he's so rich that he can afford the Charmin. He doesn't have to settle wiping. He's not wiping his ass with no frills.
That's not no Scott One-Ply. Trust me, I know all about Scott One-Ply.
Dude, is what's so good about rap is that you can get away with talking about, like, you know, I got a bed on my jet. I got fucking, like, sitting in my Maybach. Like, you can't do that with rock and roll. If you try to do a rock and roll song, like, yeah, sitting in my Maybach, getting ready to lay
back. You can't talk about
my,
like,
in my jet.
I think Nickelback made a shitty song like that you're telling me about.
Nickelback has a song called
Fuck that song.
Dude, Nickelback. This is how it goes. I'm not kidding.
Nickelback.
It goes.
That dude has fuck you money, though. It sucks. Like,
I know, he does.
He's got a professional ice rink in his second basement.
Chad, you look so cool with your sunglasses.
Wait, bam, whip it out, whip it out.
Cause we all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we hang around in the coolest balls. And we drive around in our 16 cars. And hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Wait, that's fucking horrible. But not farcical, like they might be giants type of fucking tone. Dead serious.
Oh, no. This is a serious song.
It's dead serious.
Yeah. Cause we all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we hang around in the coolest bars. And we drive around in our 15 cars. And we, hey, hey, I want to be a rock star.
Wait, wait, wait.
Horrible.
And I want to be a rock star.
That's how it goes.
Why would you say that?
They did.
Oh, yeah, that's so bad.
Why would you say that?
They did.
Why would you
say that? What a bunch of homos, man.
Well, you know what sucks? It sold copies.
Why would you buy that?
It's the worst lyrics on Earth.
And is this them?
No, it's the Roadrunners.
You know what? Actually, Chad, could you play it? Because
Chad.
I bet you. Yeah, you
I don't believe it. I really don't believe it.
Nickelback, Rockstar.
I don't have it.
Myself.
Go on YouTube.
Wait a minute. And Hey Hey,
Hey Hey, I want to be a rock star.
No one wants to hear that.
Why would you sing that?
I want to hear it just to prove that I'm not lying.
I like this better already.
Yeah.
Never bothers anyone. Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Never bothers anyone.
They bother people.
My pussy's gonna be.
Is this it?
Here we go.
Is this it?
Yeah. Listen to the. Wait till the hook comes in. The way I want it to be. I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. Oh, man.
The big celebrities.
I need a credit card that's got no limit and a big
Can we stop?
Wait till the hook.
This is killing me.
The hook is what we need to hear.
Collective hearing.
What?
Alright, get ready. Get ready.
What is it with the bathtub?
That was just the top.
Here it comes right now. Even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving.
We all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars.
Fucking terrible. Be with the movie stars. Terrible.
The celebrities and white people dancing around. Every playboy bunny with the
bleach blonde hair. And we'll it's so bad. I wanna be a
rock star.
But aren't they already rock stars? Aren't they already stars? Nickelback, I've heard of them. Like, what a bunch of homosexuals. And you know what? I see that's a diss to the homosexual community.
I like gays.
Because gays are awesome.
I'm just gonna put that out there right
dude,
now.
Dude, I like gays.
Let's not get in trouble for that.
You
want to
hear it? No, you want to hear it? You want to hear my gay? You want to hear my gay club story?
The funnest bars to go to are gay bars.
I have a gay
bar
story.
Yeah, I took him to Splash in
New
York City.
She took me to the gayest gay bar in New York City. I had more fun than
Chad, are you queued up?
It's fun.
Are you queued up for my gay bar story?
You're finding glitter in your asshole for days after you leave that place.
Should I? All right, I'm not gonna.
I love Splash.
What's this now?
This is my gay bar story.
All right, friends.
Wait, what's this?
It's my story. Should I start the story?
Yeah. Is this about your last relationship?
This is me at the gay bar.
Okay, go.
Okay, so I'm at the gay bar with a gay buddy of mine, and you know, I got some gay friends. Hey, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm from Philly. We let it all hang out. And so we're fucking chilling out. They're like, hey, come to the gay bar. I'm like, I'm down. So we're at Woody's. And they're like, and I'm checking out the fucking...
I'm not checking out the dudes. No way. I'm too straight.
So I'm checking out the, like, you know, there's these hot homosexual women. What do they call them? Lesbians? And so they weren't. So, so I'm enjoying watching these women. And they're like, yeah, you know, like, they're kind of bi-curious. I'm like, isn't bi-curious when a dude wants to, like, have sex with a man? And they're like, no, bi-curious, like, lesbians get that too. I was like, really? And they introduce us, and we're talking and stuff. And they're like, yeah, we've never effed a guy. Like, we think it would be good. And basically, like, they were beautiful women.
Never fucked a guy.
They're probably just sluts that were lying.
You can say that.
Yeah, they were beautiful women, but... they were like the female Rake Yans when you talk to them. They're like, I want to fucking guy. That's them.
Boo, boo.
But
boo, boo.
Beautiful girls who go, boo, boo. You want to fucking. So we're there at the club and I'm like, my buddy, so I'm dancing with him and I'm a horrible dancer. If you can imagine me with no rhythm or any kind of moves whatsoever. Like, my buddy was saying, like, you know, you're bi curious, like, oh yeah, why don't you come over? So I end up over their house. So So we're out of the club, and now we're at their house. Here's where the change of music comes in.
Yeah.
So we're back at their place, and they have like this wine, you know. We're chilling out, and we're enjoying the wine, and we're talking.
You and your gay friend?
No. Me and the two lesbians.
Okay.
And we're talking about Helen Reddy, and the Sensual Woman, and all of the lesbian literature that I studied in college from my lesbian studies classes, and I'm like, yeah, making good time with them, like, you know, they're ready to like get down, like, yeah, you know, we've never made love to a man, and now it's time. And change of music, and I hear, all right. Their fucking clothes come off within 5 seconds. It's like, all right, fuck us now. Fuck us now. Let's have that hot dick pouring into our thing. Like, let's, oh, yeah, let's pour that cock into us like pitchers of water into a flower plant. And I'm like, babe. Give me a second. We haven't even kissed or held hands. Like, let me, give me...
Fuck us now!
Give me a second. Something needs to happen to this dick.
But they were lesbians.
But they're ready to find out what it's all about. They've heard all about me, and they're ready to, like, let it all happen. And I am so not ready to have anything happen. I'm like, babe, give me a second. They're like, God damn it! That's why I fucking hate... fucking men! Fuck this! Get the fuck out! It's not even fucking hard! And I'm like, I didn't even know 5 seconds ago we were having wine listening to Barry Manilow! You gotta listen! Get the fuck out of here! You dumb fuck! You're one of the fucking reasons we hate men! Don't you understand?
Boo-boo!
So I sit him down. I'm like, okay, before I leave, okay, here's where the healing music comes in. So I'm like, listen, ladies, there's something you have to understand about men. Women are very highly misjudged in the male community, in that a lot of men overlook women's personalities, and they don't look for the tenderness and the love that women require in order to get in to their emotional state in order to understand them. Look, do you feel hurt that a man never understood you? I mean, do you really? Like, well, yeah, like, you know, guys never really understood us. And like in high school, like, did you feel a strong emotional connection to a man? Like, no, we haven't. And I said, well, think about it. I'm like, I feel the same way that you felt. I feel rejected. And I feel hurt. And I have feelings too. And I just want to say, we can all hold hands and feel good about this moment. Maybe we can move on. Maybe we can all just walk hand in hand to the bedroom and maybe get under the covers or over the covers or somehow get beyond this. Is there a moment of tenderness that we can share where we're kissing and holding hands? Is there some kind of connection, some kind of bonding we can do? They're like, wow. And I explained it to them. I broke it down. And I'm like, you know, basically men and women are kind of the same thing, but we express our emotions differently. And they were like, you know what? We get that. And we take that into consideration. You know what? You're right. But at this point, it's too goddamn late. We're fucking tired, so get the fuck out right now. End of story.
So wait, they came over and you just basically, they said, like, we're lesbians, let's just hang out and drink, and then all of a sudden it's just like, fuck us now. And then
wait, bam, man, bam,
you can't
bam,
get a hard
now you
on.
Tell
I'd
the story.
So goddamn confused.
Now you tell the story with the same music. Tell the story that I just told with the same music.
Get the
right, you're
fuck
at the club.
Out of town, people. No.
All right, you're at the God. Club.
Shut the fuck up. Like,
Franz is
I was at a club, actually.
Special.
I was at a club in Munich, Germany when we were doing Jackass 2 promotion, and the club was so fucking jam-packed with people, and I could look at the bathroom line, and I could see how long it was. So I'm like, fuck this shit. I just whip out my dick, I put up my hands like I'm dancing, and I just start pissing on this dude's leather ass. And then the bouncer sees me doing that, and he's like,
He goes to the other bouncer and he grabs him. He goes, see that motherfucker? He's pissing right now in, on the dance floor. And I make eye contact with him. I'm like, I am fucked. So this guy comes like sprinting at me. I'm like, I'm so dead meat right now. He lunges at me, grabs the person's neck right behind me, and rips him out and throws him out head first like out of a fucking movie. And I'm like, he grabbed the wrong dude. You know what I mean? Like,
great,
and I'm just like, fuck yes.
Oh my God, dude. Dude, I got a story like that where I got this dude got beat up because he was trying to fucking kick my ass. Dude, he got beat up by like everybody in the club. Okay, so I see, here's an interesting preface. So I was at a fucking Jackass party and like, I'm like kind of like, I'm not a big crowd, dude. I don't give a shit. So I'm there like, and I'm in the corner, and stand next to me is another dude in the corner. So I start talking to him, and he's like, and he heard, and like, one of the things we talk about is animation. I'm like, oh, I do animation. I actually won an animation award. And like, I'm telling about like, my stupid little animation. It was like New York Underground's best animated short. And I'm telling him all about it for 25 minutes. He goes, oh, I do some animation. I'm like, really, what'd you do? He's like, well, I did this Beavis and Butthead thing. I'm like, are you Mike Judge? And he's like, yeah, I'm like, I am a fucking stupid goddamn asshole douchebag. Like, I'm sitting there talking to Mike Judge about my stupid little...
Well, he was in Jackass.
Yeah, but I didn't know he was him.
Okay, that's
and
not
I'm
so
I'm talking
bad.
His ear off, but wait.
Picture being invited to Jason Biggs' fucking bachelorette party or whatever, bachelor party that we go to in Vegas, and I have Novak with me, and I invite him.
Well, that's a disaster.
And I say, we're going to already. Jason Biggs, figuring I'd know who he was, he would know who he is. He's sitting there talking to him in the middle of like a 10-minute conversation.
Anybody ever tell you you look just like that guy who fucked that one pie in that one movie?
I'm like, that is him, you fucking dipshit.
But it's funny
that
the cultural reference is that he fucked someone else. Like, it's not like, aren't you famous for so-and-so? Like, aren't you the dude whose TMZ scandal was so-and-so? Like,
throw me a freaking bone here.
First time I ever took Novak to New Hope, it's a gay town, gay witch town.
Yes, it is.
And he meets some dude who happened to be gay. He comes over to me.
Jaxie, what else did I drop? He's like,
yo, bam. Meet my homie buddy Chris. He's the man. He's like, yo, Chris, I'll let you suck my dick for $20. I really need the fucking money right now.
I'll let you suck my dick for $20. I really need the money right now.
Wait, he said it that fast?
Yo, bam, there's my homie buddy Chris. He's the man.
Dude, Novak is... You know what? One of the best things about Novak that I learned to take pleasure in that your brother turned me on to? One
His
time,
butt?
Other than that, we
it's
were
like
watching...
A fucking butt flap on the truck.
Novak... Okay, so it's me and Jesse talking in the corner of this party. Novak's across the room, and Jesse goes, look at Novak just on autopilot.
And I'm like, on autopilot? What do you mean? And like, I look over, and Novak's laughing at someone's head. He goes, ha, 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 that's funny. And the dude's like telling a story. He's like, oh, yeah, and then he did this, and then he did this. Novak's like, oh, man, that's just like him to do something like that. Who are we talking about again?
Like, Novak on autopilot is...
Do you remember when Novak was pissing in Carson Daly's closet? And Carson Daly wakes up and he's like, Novak, what are you doing? He's pissing in his fucking cupboard with
food in it.
And he goes...
He was pissing on him and his girlfriend.
I know that, but then afterwards he started pissing in the closet. And he's like, what are you doing now? He's like, pissing in the closet. He goes,
oh, Carson, I'm just looking for sauce. Indian sauce.
What Indian?
Yeah. The next day, I'm like, what the fuck is Indian sauce? He's like, dude, I don't even know what Indian sauce is.
No, I know why he... I actually psychoanalyzed him and realized that's why I said that. But I see Carson walked him to the bathroom and said, all right, Novak, this is the bathroom. Here's where you piss and shit. And I've never heard anyone explain what a bathroom
is. This is the bathroom. This is where you pee and this is where you poop.
No. He goes, no, this is where you piss. And shit, because he realized he had to add that just in case Novak thought that the hamper was for shitting. But I psychoanalyzed Novak and realized that why he said, I'm looking for sauce, Indian sauce.
Because he got in a fight with the Indian taxi driver.
No. No, actually, he was like African.
I'm on fashion police.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Wait, what is this?
Right, oh, wait, is it right now?
Fashion Police.
Wait, right now? On now?
What the fuck is going on?
I'm DVRing it already.
What just happened?
Could you play Lil John Wayne?
What?
Just later.
We just played tons of fucking.
No, Lil Wayne John, not what? Lil John Wayne.
What happened?
Piss and shit.
Well, that was Radio Franz.
Going to break. Ben.
Franz, you want to say goodbye?
Thanks everybody for Radio BAM, and I'm so glad
for Radio BAM.
Thank you for Radio BAM. I'm so glad that I didn't get instigated into talking about my Asher Roth story, because I'm pissed at that motherfucker.
Oh, he fucked you over good, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And
you know what? Also, he fucked over a lot of people who helped him out when he was nothing. And you know what? He's getting sued right now, and it's great to watch him get sued, because for not clearing. All right, never mind. Bye-bye.
Radio BAM, Sirius.
Three,
Faction. Sirius XM Faction.
I fuck it. Do it every night. Wake up in a pool of piss. Get the chill off the ladder of my alcohol appetite. Streaming in my piss. Raking up all wet. When it's time, take a shit. Party fucking red. I drink for blood to escape. It says to drink my body. When I fall and hit the ground, I'm pissing on my suffering. Dreaming in my piss. Waking up all wet. When it's time to take a shit.
I hate you, motherfuckers. 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 I hate you, motherfuckers.
Radio BAM. That's Radio BAM for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody! You can leave now.
It's Radio BAM.
Radio BAM every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio BAM every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio BAM.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio BAM at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio BAM at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.